Good morning. This is your daily inspirational. I want to greet you in the blessed name of Jesus this morning, and thank you for calling in. We want to encourage you this morning to just open your hearts and keep your eyes upon the goal. There's a time coming when we shall see everything with our eyes, and we shall behold him. We shall know him, and all faith shall be gone, and hope shall disappear, and love will remain. That is why love is the greatest of the three. So let us just keep in perspective as we go through the scriptures here that all in all, the first and greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your might. So this morning I want to just talk a little bit about some verses in Thessalonians, and let me put a little backdrop. The Church of Thessalonica was birthed, and there's a little picture of this in Acts 17. It says, "Now when they passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica," which is the Thessalonians, "where there was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as he was used to doing, went into them, and 3 days on the Sabbath days, he reasoned with them out of the scriptures. And from the scriptures, he opened and alleged that Christ must have suffered and rose again from the dead, and that this Jesus Christ, whom I preach to you, is Christ. Some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks, a great many, and of chief women, not a few." So there's a lot of people here believed on what Paul was showing them out of the scriptures, because he was teaching them from the Old Testament scriptures, and he was proving to them that Jesus was the Christ. And then it says, "But some Jews, which did not believe, moved with envy, took unto them a certain lewd fellows of a baser sort, and gathered a company, and sat the whole city up in an uproar. And then they assaulted the house of Jason and sought to bring them out to the people. And when they could not find them there, they drew Jason and certain brothers unto the rulers of the cities, crying, saying, 'These people have turned the world upside down and have come here too.'" "Whom Jason hath received," in other words, Jason left them in his house, "and these do all contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one they call Jesus. And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city, and when they heard these things, and when they had taken security of Jason and of the other, they let them go. And the brothers immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night unto Berea," which is about, I believe, 45 miles, according to the one map I read, "who coming there went into the synagogue of the Jews." So Paul and Silas went from Thessalonica to Berea and right into the synagogue again. They had fled from one city into another and went right back preaching in the synagogues. And it says there, these people in Thessalonica were more noble. These people in Berea were more noble than those in Thessalonica. Remember, it says about being a Berean, search the scriptures. It says, "In that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether these things were so. And therefore many of them believed, also of honorable women which were Greeks, and of men, not a few. But when the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of God was preached of Paul at Berea, they came there also and stirred up the people. And immediately the brethren sent away Paul to go as it were to the sea, but Silas and Timothy stayed there." So you see here, the birth of the Thessalonica church was intense. There was a lot of pressure here. And Paul was remembering here when he wrote this letter to Thessalonians, he remembered how this church began. And he gave some instruction in chapter 4. I think it would be worthwhile to read here. And in my Bible, it has a little subtitle. It says, "Living to Please God." And that should be our ultimate goal. After all, what is your life worth? If you're not living to please God, then you'll please Satan. So let's take a good look at these scriptures and let's see what they have for us today. Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, that and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you received of us how you ought to walk to please God, so you would abound more and more. For we know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. Every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in lust and concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which do not know God, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because the Lord is the avenger of such. We also have forewarned you and testified. So here he's telling them, stay away from lust that war against the flesh, and also not doing bad deeds or duties or businesses with your brothers. Be fair and square. It says, for God hath not called us to uncleanness, but to holiness. He therefore that despise not man, but God, who hath also given us of his Holy Spirit. He says, but brotherly love, as touching the brotherly love, you do not need that I have to write unto you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another. You know, that's a big deal. Relationships typically verify how you're doing. If your relationships are falling apart and you're having a hard time, probably there's some repenting needs to be done. God is interested in our relationships with him and with our brothers. And having a heart of love, and our heart is full of love for our brother, is essential. You can't live a Christian life without having a heart for your brother. How can you love someone you don't see if you don't love someone you can see? This is a high calling. This is the crux of the gospel, to love the Lord your God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself. He said, I shouldn't even have to write this to you. You should know, even the Gentiles know this. So my friends here, let's love one another fervently. Not just because you have to, but do it because God's love is in us. And what else can you do but give it out to others? If you're tangled up in the affairs of this life, of course you're going to have a hard time finding love for others. Repent and believe the gospel. Your sins may be blotted out and your relationships be restored. Walk in the light as he is light. And the blood of Jesus will cleanse you from all sin. And the love of brothers will flow. Study to be quiet and do your own business. Work with your hands. Walk honestly. These are commands for godly living. These are directions. Because one day the Lord is coming, is what he's told them. And be ready for this. That's what's coming. Your life is a vapor. Boom, it's over. The parting is coming. Keep yourselves from idols and love your brothers. These commands are our heart, the heart of God. So I just want to bless you with that. May you be encouraged today. May you have a purpose today. Do something for the Lord. Do something special. Take some time and bless someone. And God will walk with you in the midst of that. May you have a blessed day. God bless you.